What is up, guys? Welcome back to Rip City Rundown. This is an official podcast, and it's a podcast I hate to make because for the first time in my fandom as an NBA fan, I think the NBA might actually be rigged. Things don't happen like they just happened over the last 30 minutes or over the last 5-6 months just by chance. I truly don't think so. You can't go from trading one of the best young players in the NBA out of the blue for no reason, which is what only 0.001% chance of GMs would do. And then that same GM to make that stupid move gets rewarded in a 1.8% chance and gets a generational prospect. That's what's happened tonight. Cooper Flagg is going to be a Dallas Maverick, and I am sick to my stomach. This is a Trailblazer podcast. We'll talk about how the Trailblazers dropped to 11 from 10 and how just disappointed I am about that. But I mean, any NBA fan could be talking right now about what's going on. Because it's just, it leaves such a sick feeling in your stomach. The top four teams, in no particular order, when they were on the screen, were the Hornets, the Spurs, the Mavericks, and the Sixers. And honestly, three of those four made me sick. I was hoping for Charlotte. Charlotte deserves it. I wanted Coop in the East. And Charlotte, of all those teams, deserves it the most. Of course, they get the fourth overall pick. And then it's Philly, it's San Antonio, and it's Dallas. All three of those, I'd be sick. Dallas doesn't deserve him. They traded their generational player. They don't get another generational player in return for that. That doesn't make any sense. San Antonio has gotten three first overall picks in their lifetime that I can remember or know of, and they've all been spanned perfectly apart from each other, and they've all been generational prospects in David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and Victor Wembanyama. And then the 76ers GM, Daryl Morey, decides to sign Paul George and extend Joel Embiid, which are two terrible decisions, and he could have got rewarded with the first overall pick. Well, they don't get rewarded because they get the third overall pick. They still jumped two spots to three. And then my stomach got even sicker. I wanted to puke because the two teams that probably I'd want least to get Cooper Flagg had a chance at Cooper Flagg. And of course, it ends up in Dallas' hands. Nico Harrison is such a little, it's scummy. It feels very scummy. The Portland Trailblazers. This is, of course, a Trailblazers podcast. It's just me today, by the way. Just wanted to get the initial reaction out. I'm sure we can get more in-depth when West and Cody hop on the pod here soon. But I just, I'm less sick about the Blazers dropping than I am the fact that the Mavericks and Spurs have the first two picks. But we'll talk Blazers first here. They dropped from 10 to 11. I let myself get kind of sucked into the, could the Blazers get Cooper Flagg thoughts, even though we only had a 3.7% chance? And of course, we drop. Three out of the last 4 years, we have now dropped. And I want to say that they were pretty close, but I'm going to confirm that here. According to Ben Golliver, the Mavericks won the 2025 NBA draft lottery with the ping pong ball combination of 10, 14, 11, and 7. So I think the way they do it is if they just have each team has a set of four numbers and they just go in order. And if you get all four numbers called, then you are the first overall pick. The Blazers and Wizards both had the combination of 10, 14, and 11. Dallas needed apparently a 7 and maybe more to get the first overall pick. The Wizards needed a 1 and the Blazers needed a 6. The Blazers were 1 ping pong ball away from getting the first overall pick. And that was the same case, I believe, in the Wimby draft. But obviously the Blazers ended up getting 3 in that one, which was a nice consolation prize, but nothing compared to what would have happened if we got Wimby. This video is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy and Underdog Fantasy. This video is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. You can sign up using code RCR to get up to $1,000 in bonus credit and a free pick. We have been partnering with Underdog throughout the NBA playoffs. You can just take higher or lower on different NBA player projections. Do you think Jalen Brunson is going to score 30? Do you think Tatum can't score 30? You can pick high and lower on that and win 3x your money right there. Again, you can use code RCR when signing up. The link is in the description as well. Let's get back to the video. It does stink, though, because I think the Blazers, the way they handled the end of this season was kind of weird. They should have gone for the play-in, and I'll get into that because I think karma is kind of real, and I don't know if I truly believe it, but it's just interesting because karma is real. But I would have loved the Blazers to have better odds. You know, if they could have lost a couple more games and gotten the Spurs spot, they would have could have ended up with the second pick. And if they won some more games and got the Maverick spot, which I'm going to get into right now, they could have got the 10 spot. So the Blazers into the season, it is, we'll just do a little thought exercise here. It's April 4th. The Blazers are coming off of two wins against Atlanta and Toronto to take their record to 34-43. I want to just confirm. So we're 34-43 at this time. At the same time on April 4th, the Dallas Mavericks are 38-40. So we're four games behind Dallas, and we're trying to make a run at the play-in. We are having a great game against the Chicago that night. I remember Denny's going off. He ends with 37 this game, but he doesn't play in the last 3 minutes, if I'm correctly remembering. And the Blazers are going to lose that game 118-113, kind of symbolizing, all right, we're done chasing the play-in. We're four games back, three games back if we win this, and there's no point in going for it. Weird, because you shouldn't be going for it for the month prior if you're not going to actually fully go for it when you're still mathematically in the play-in. We win the next game against San Antonio, and then we do the same thing the next game, and we bench Sharp, who has 37, ironically, in a game against Utah where we lose in OT, and that officially, I believe, ends it, or maybe it was a little before that, but we lose those two games. We end up losing to Golden State as well, but we could have ended up winning that game against Golden State if we come in with a little momentum. Let's just say if the Blazers decide to go for the play-in, they win three more games, and they're 39-43. You want who was also 39-43? The Dallas Mavericks. I don't know how the tiebreakers worked and if we would have gotten it. But the Blazers decided to tank with five games left for practically, I feel like, no reason. Our draft stock couldn't have gotten worse unless we made the play-in, which was very, very hard to do because we would have needed Dallas to possibly lose one more game. But I'm not positive. We may have had the tiebreaker. And then if we won a couple more, or if we lost these games that we ended up losing, we didn't improve our pick. We actually just were a couple games. We couldn't have improved our pick. That's all I'm saying. But the Blazers, by losing more games, got into a better spot, better odds. But the odds that if the odds, I'm butchering my words, but if we decided to try to go make the play-in and we did make the play-in, then we would have been in Dallas' spot and we would have had an opportunity to Cooper flag, assuming everything stays the same. I don't think that's the case because I think the NBA might be rigged, and wherever Dallas was, they would have gotten Cooper flag. Maybe. I don't know. It's an interesting thought exercise. But yeah, it's just kind of karma that it doesn't matter how many games you lose. Truly, it does, but it doesn't, because Washington, Charlotte, and Utah, the three teams that had the best odds at Cooper Flag and the three teams that had the worst record in the NBA, don't even get a top three pick. I'm kind of out on the lottery, I think. I truly think I'm slightly out on the lottery. I don't like how it's run. I think teams should have a better chance to get him if you're worse. How it used to be. I think there's 25% chance, 20% chance, something in there for the worst teams. And I think that should be the case. The worst teams should be getting the higher picks. I like how there's a slight lottery because I don't want to have tanking be in full effect. But other leagues do this. Other leagues, the worst team gets it most of the time. So, Blazer wise, I don't know who we're going to draft. I need to dive deeper into it. But I mean, we're obviously out of the top four, where I think the consensus top four will probably be Coop, Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, and VJ Edgecombe. That's most likely what's going to happen. All of those except Harper I would have been interested in, and even Harper maybe. It takes us out of probably the Con Knipple range, the Trey Johnson, but it puts us in a range where there's some solid players. You could go big guard. You could go Yakahonis. You could go power forward, Asa Newell. You could go power forward / center, Derek Queen. Maybe Colin Murray Boyles, maybe Liam McNeely, Igor Demon. There's options, but I don't know. Do the Blazers trade the pick? Do they package the pick with an Anfernee Simons or a Jeremy Grant and try to go get a solid player? I don't know. I just feel sick, not even because the Blazers didn't get the pick, more so because Dallas got the pick. It just feels scummy. It feels really scummy. Yeah, everyone's reaction's the same. Everyone knows. Everyone doesn't want this to happen. It's weird. I'm kind of out of words. Sucks as a Blazer fan, sucks more as an NBA fan. I think that's the best way to do it. Sucks a lot more as an NBA fan, because this shouldn't be able to happen. You shouldn't be able to make that bad of a trade and trade a generational player just to get another generational player in return. So that's all I got. I just wanted to get my quick reaction out there. I'll throw this up on Spotify as if it's a podcast for those who listen on there. Probably we'll have a little bit more in depth about the draft lottery, maybe in the coming days, but not for sure. But make sure to follow our Instagram. Make sure to follow rcr.trivia just for NBA videos every day. Rip City Rundown for Blazer related content. We'll probably be dropping more NBA related videos on this channel as well. So that's all I got. Again, sucks as a Blazer fan, sucks more as an NBA fan. The Spurs and Mavericks should not have the first two picks, but that'll do it. Peace out, guys.